secure and reliable transport solutions.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
In comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane off. Rory! Rory!
Yes, the vice-captain of the lovely boys joins us. Welcome, Sloane. Good to see you.
Nice to see you, Louie. Yeah. Not so nice to see Jars. I'm not going to look at him.
He's grumpy already.
No.
You just zapped my energy.
No. You should take offence what he's called you. What? The lovely boys. He's been saying it for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I do take offence to that. Yeah, and I'll deal with him later.
Don't have a go at me. I'm just concerned about you and the boys.
I'm delivering good energy, mate. Don't zap my energy. I'm saying just keep me up and about,
please. I always give you good energy.
Yeah, you do normally.
Tex gave that same thing the other day.
Yeah, because you slapped him because you called him lovely boys.
No, you were being too negative. He says, come on, let's not be so negative.
So it was me, my fault, that we're losing because I'm too negative when I talk to the players.
Well, you are a little bit. All right. Now, Sloane, Carlton this week, big game of footy.
Massive game of footy.
On the rebound.
What are you calling them?
They're the other lovely boys because they didn't fly the flag after Bashiruli got hold of Jed Lamb.
But they wouldn't have seen that, surely. That happened a bit off the play.
But you know who came in and was involved in the scuffle
not
after
on,
that?
Not on Sony.
Sam Petrescu-Seaton and
Kid
Silvani.
Kid.
And
some other.
Number 32.
Young player.
I forget his name.
Rashido.
Where's the senior bloke, Sloane?
Yeah. I'm sure they would have been in there if they saw it. If you see that kind of thing, and otherwise you do. You look around, you're like, what's happened? You don't know what happened. But yes, we do have Carlton this weekend at the G. It's going to be very nice to go back to the G. We've won there once this year.
Yep.
Only game we played there. And we are very keen to respond again after a disappointing loss against Hawthorn last Thursday.
Mixed bag out at the footy club. Texas re-signed, which is great, and obviously hasn't been too greedy to allow the fact to try and keep your group together, so we applaud the big Texan for that. We had him on. Tommy Lynch, though, has gone down. He is a key component of the way you play your football. He's crook with the virus.
Yeah, he is. And, poor Tommy's pretty crook at the moment, so we just got to make sure he gets better. And their footy club's great in looking after him and his family and Courtney and the two kids as well, so we'll all take the brunt of that and just make sure Tommy gets better. As you said, great news for Tex signing on till 2021.
When are you
He's
on till
31? 31.
What are you?
I'm on till next year, but
is there talk that yours is starting to gear up?
No, I don't know. I saw something written in the paper today, but no, I haven't been in discussions yet. So I'm sure that'll all come in time. But good of Tex. I mean, at the moment we've got a group that we think if everyone can take what is fair for them, and you can always get your going home price and that kind of thing, and always try and bump it up a bit more. But if everyone gets what's fair to them, then hopefully we can keep this group together because we think some special times will be ahead.
Smart move for Tex, the going home price to North, South, East or West Broken Hill. Probably not as high.
I mean, if it was a Broken Hill team, I'm sure things might have taken a bit longer.
Hey, Sloane Dog, you had 9 days off since your last game. Have you done any training under pressure to prepare you for games? Because when the sides apply this fierce pressure, that's when the boys struggle. Have you done any work since the Hawthorn game on panic,
skills let you down
panic
last week.
Football?
Yeah, absolutely. Skills let us down.
And the pressure.
Yeah, and that came under the skills part of it as well. But what we have been doing, we identified this, I reckon, pretty heavily after the Melbourne game.
Yeah.
So a fair while ago now. But during our main sessions, and we had a couple of sessions this week, we were able to train our contest work and just putting guys under the pressure, making sure our tackling and just your 1v1, your competitive instinct, your inner animal, just training that side of football, which has been really good. And we've seen some really good improvements in our training standard, which is, I think, going to help us for the rest of the year.
Excellent. You've had trouble a couple of times now with the bloke behind the footy. Hawthorn did it really well. Melbourne did it really well. No secrets to you and all of your coaching staff. Carlton do it really well. And whether it be Doherty or Simpson, they really set up well defensively and like to use that guy at the back. Can we expect you to either take them on at the same game or will we see a 6-on-6 right from the get-go?
Well, if you look closer, we've been playing 6-on-6, basically. And what teams are doing, they're able to support back really quickly, and that's probably where they look like they get their spare from. So, all it is making sure when we win the ball and go forward, you've just got to attack as hard as you do support in defence, because otherwise these good teams, they'll sit off, they'll read the play, they'll come off their man and support in the air and that kind of thing. So we've got to make sure forwards putting pressure on, lock your man down, and then our midfielders and wings are getting in and then putting the pressure on after them.
You're too top-heavy up forward a bit now? like you're talking about, that pressure, opening 6 weeks, you beat them back. You beat them back, you beat them up and down, you beat them back. Whereas now maybe the pressure, I looked at the tackles across the weekend, Ed's tackles were just two.
Charlie
had six, but that manic forward Lynchy. Pressure doesn't quite seem to be there at the moment. I know that's easy because you've got to work harder when you don't have the footy.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's that is a big focus for us. We love getting our forward half turnovers. That's a real strength of ours. And when we're playing well, it's a key indicator for us. So, yeah, that's something they'll definitely decide today, I think. And that sort of makeup of the forward line. Obviously, Lynchy won't be playing, so that might give someone a little bit smaller in stature to come in and
Ben
play.
Ben Jarman, I'll be playing. Oh,
geez, what about Prayer Papa Bear there? Sloney, song of the week time.
Yeah, we've
got to
mate?
Get to a song, and you're sticking around. What do you got for us this
I've
week?
I've got Sweet Child of Mine. Oh, I know you play it a lot, but I love this song.
Go, Sloney.
It's Guns N' Roses.
I can actually play the start of this song, too.
Excellent.
I did learn that.
Well, why don't you bring it in?
I need the electric.
And what he needs is a bit of energy and love of the people he comes to see.
It's the Rush Hour, Charles and Louis, Triple M.
Sugar High in the studio. I think we're going to get the stewards in. With Jars, he's had a can of Coke.
And he is
up and about. Rory Sloane is still here, family, which is great news, Sloane. What have you made of what I can only describe as a circus with the MRP? Involving Will Schofield and Clayton Oliver, and then Bashir Hooley getting 2 weeks for knocking a bloke out. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the Schofield run was interesting. Like, I was, from the footage, we were all a little shocked that he got a week to begin with. But then, yeah, the Hooley one as well. Like, I try to analyse it. If I robbed a bank and I'm a good bloke, would I get let off a bit easier? Or, I don't know, how does
it's what
that
it
work?
Seems like, though, doesn't it? Yeah. Mm. Oh, he's a good bloke, so it's okay. The good bloke defence shouldn't be applicable in footy, should it? Should be the act.
It's still the act. I mean, he did it, and I'm sure he'll probably accept whichever ban and that he cops. And he obviously felt very remorseful after the game, sending him a text.
Hey, well, you're better at giving instructions than me. Can you tell Jars he's got his beanie on inside out?
And it's a long way down.
No, because on the other side it's got all paint.
Yeah, and
so
yeah,
but
don't wear it. He's got a hole. End up with paint on his head.
Hey, did you do a school visit yesterday?
I did.
Where'd
yes.
you go?
So I went down to Seaford, Catholic primary school down there. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable kids. They were one of the most well-behaved bunch, and we followed up with the Norlunga Clinic, which was about 350.
Do you rate
kids?
Yourself in those clinics? Do you like a bit of a Pied Piper?
I like to think I do a good job. Mm.
Good value.
I take my Oz kicking, my teaching, my coaching very seriously when it comes to kids and football. I try to make it as fun as possible. Why do you ask?
No. I just, my daughter had a few of the boys at their school yesterday at Black Forest Primary School, and one of your teammates was absolutely mobbed like one of the Beatles were back in 1964.
Oh, really?
Much loved.
Do you not see my photo on Instagram?
Loved. Yeah. No, I've seen your stuff on Instagram.
Oh, that's right.
But so this bloke absolutely slaughtered you. And it's not Eddie Betts.
Who are we talking about?
Well, he's a Red Baron.
Oh, Cole Cheney, Sam Jacobs.
Yeah.
Sam Jacobs.
I love how you deal in the big issues, and that is the popularity at clinics with the players.
I've got another one too.
There you go.
Have you got another one?
No, I've got plenty, yeah.
Were you walking your dog at a certain school or an area and you don't pick up your dog poo?
No, I pick up my dog
poo. And
you
wear a hood? You got a hoodie on? You put a hood over your head so you don't get recognised?
No.
Yes
sometimes.
Or no? Yes or no?
Oh, no, I walk my dog. I always pick up poo, though. Unless Belinda's there, I make her pick it up.
That's good. At the Marymount College?
Marymount College, yeah. I'll go there.
Okay.
Yep, why is that?
No, you
don't
just
say I don't pick up my poo.
No, well, I just got told that one night you didn't. You just walked on by and just didn't even pick up.
Yeah. Sonny, that would have been Belinda. I would have made Belinda pick
it up. Do you ever get the feeling that maybe Jars is stalking you?
I get the feeling he's just nitpicking at the moment. He's just trying to find
a little
avenue
in. Do you ever get the feeling that he might just want to be you?
I'm proud of this young man.
Well, why are you picking up on what he's doing outside?
Because I like to make sure that he's all right. But don't, if you walk your dog, you pick it up. You know the rules.
I've seen some people out there
that don't, and I don't like that. Anyway.
My greatest fear in life is standing in dog poo, and Belinda will vouch for that. I take a torch with me when I walk the streets.
And why have you got the hood on for?
It's cold, mate. It's middle of winter.
Well,
why you got a beanie?
It's cold.
Yeah, because why? We're looking to do a bank.
Right.
You bought Belinda up, and I'm glad you did.
Oh, wow.
Throwing this idea out. Running with a working title of the Lovely Boys at the moment, because, just when you're not winning, you just don't. You're a little easy to play against. We can agree to disagree, all right? But
yeah,
I'm going with the Lovely Boys, and it's working against Jars, which is the main thing. All right. Said to Dougie, said to Tex. Jeff Horn ahead of his big fight with Manny Pacquiao. he's following this lead. Abstination from action in the bedroom. Now, my reason behind it is just creates, you just get a little on edge. You get a little
more
bit
testosterone, you think?
Yeah, you're a little bit edgy and a little bit, you know. And I'm thinking maybe at 6-0, everybody's just getting, you know, it's Miss Free Love, you know what I mean?
So you, hang on, you're saying,
and you boys,
when we're up and about, everyone's getting, some, there's plenty of love coming from everywhere.
It's probably extras.
So you're saying we're a team that just likes to go at it a bit too much.
No, I think it may be affecting performance, and it's probably worth just pulling back a gear or three.
So, what are you thinking? Once every second day, once a day, or what? Give me some numbers.
Glad you brought it up.
Yeah,
Collingwood went on a run, won three in a row, and they didn't shave in that period. I would suggest, and this is drastic circumstances, if the Blues get you this weekend, right? And I say if that we're off the nest. Until we win again.
Oh, no. There'll be some very heavy boys running around out there.
I'm telling you.
Some very frustrated
parts. But what you'll see is a lot of blokes looking after you when it comes to the tag.
Yeah.
You'll see a little bit of angry testosterone just building up.
I reckon the free kick count will go through the roof too.
But I just reckon if it doesn't work this weekend, I think it's worth looking at.
All right. I'll mention it to the boys.
Maybe roll it out in a team meeting Monday review.
The actual thing, it might scare opposition. Yeah.
That includes coaching staff.
Yeah.
Includes coaching staff.
One in.
Senior coach.
All in.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks very much.
Come on, Sonny.
Don't need luck. We can't.
Great to see you, Sonny. Good luck. And hopefully Charlie Cameron gets up with that little wrist injury as well. Is he going to be touch and go?
Touch and go at the moment. He'll probably train tomorrow a bit more and just give it a real test.
All right. Good luck at the G against Carlton this weekend, Rory Sloane.
Thanks, boys.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents.
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
They covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Oh, what a day to be talking to Damo. Welcome.
Yeah, a bit going on, isn't there, guys? I know you've talked about the situation, but it's I'd like to give credit to the AFL, something I don't often do, I think Simon Lefflin has bravely stepped outside the accepted protocols. Again, they've done what they do, and they've found a rule they can utilise, and that's to his credit, because Mark Evans before him and Adrian Anderson certainly before him would not have done what he did today. They would have let the system deal with it. They would have said it's a good thing, because sometimes the rubber, the green goes a certain way, but I'm really glad he's done what he did this afternoon and declare that this now needs to be reheard by another group, which will at least, I would think, give Bashahuli the minimum 3 weeks that he needed to get and quite possibly, and the one I would have given him is the four.
Damo, I like it. Otherwise, I think we, as the footballing public, could have charged the AFL Tribunal with bringing the game into disrepute.
Yeah, I think you could almost say that, Louis. And that, while it's a bit emotive,
I want
to say,
Damo, I honestly think those three individuals with what they've come up with don't deserve
and
to be
the match
sitting.
Review panel.
MRP, I'm giving a benefit of the doubt because we were able to fix it.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you're referring to David Neese, Hamish McIntosh. And
my teammate, Wampa Henwood.
He was a teammate, was he?
Yeah, okay, the Moose.
One of them had to have a better feel for what was going on here. And they got caught up. Oh, look, again, I'm assuming this because I didn't sit through it, but even if you did, you wouldn't know the answer to this unless you asked them and grilled them. But they seem to have got caught up in the character referencing of the Prime Minister and also Waleed Ali's input. And that's all well and good. Factor that into your equation, but don't use it as the basis for this bloke being a good person and therefore he couldn't have possibly meant to do what he did. I mean, you let him treat these things in isolation. He knocked a player out who didn't take part in the game for the remainder of it from an early stage of the game. And as such, it's a very serious offence on a football field in 2017. And look, again, I don't want to go overboard on it, but really well done to Simon Lefflin. It's a brave decision because I can only imagine what Richmond Footy Club right now is saying about him. And if you go back, as you both have, with the three men who made the decision on the tribunal itself, had they said it was 3 weeks, there wouldn't have been an outcry. There would have been murmurings. There would have been criticism. But no one is going to be demanding it be revisited, whereas because they went so low on it, the 2 weeks, it has to be done the way that Simon...
Well, Damo, Will Schofield loses his challenge. He gets 2 weeks for knocking the froth off a cappuccino, like one of our tweeters said.
Yeah, it's a good point to raise. And you think back of making the Hooey decision first at the same three tribunal had a quick thinking, hang on, we better find him not guilty.
Right, Damo. Moving on, Tom Lynch is out, Adelaide Crows Tom Lynch for the Carlton game. Got a virus, has been stood down early already.
It's a crucial loss, isn't it, given what that club dished up last week against Hawthorn. And you guys know better than I do how crucial he is to whatever happens in this year. So just even the isolation of him, as Don Pike has said today, with a viral issue, it doesn't sound all that good for him. And it's a... not ideal, is it, given what has now been exposed, I think, in the Crows, in the losses they've had. They're far from perfect. And, look, Carlton's going to be pretty wound up after what happened against Richmond. And I reckon they've got a feeling about them that they're only just hanging on. But at the same time, they'll be buoyed by not having to deal with Tom Lynch in that game.
Yep. And they may lose Charlie Cameron as well, Damo, so he needs to get through the next couple of days. Hey, Rocket Ede, what's his future up there at the Gold Coast Suns?
It's not looking good, Jazz. We've talked about him pretty regularly, haven't we, on this spot throughout the course of this year. And the 5-8 scoreline that he's got, we know that he wanted to have a conversation with the club, or at least get an indication from the club by the bye round periods about what was going on. And that time has now come and gone without him knowing the answers to those questions, or even getting a form of indication as to what's happening. So he's going to be, as far as I know, instigating talks with people who represent him pretty soon. It will be at the end of this week, I believe, that will happen. But I've got the view that this decision on his future will be Mark Evans, the new CEO's, alone. Yeah. And as such, we know that he got there very early in the season. We know that he's looking at this club very, very methodically and really forensically opening it up. And I would think that Rodney Ede, as I've said for some time, is in a lot of trouble in terms of keeping that position for next year.
Might be a few other key footy department players getting the flick there too, Damo, I would have thought.
I think you're right. They've been there for a while, and rightly or wrongly, when a team underachieves, as this one now has its seventh season in the AFL, it's not going to make finals, is it, Lily, on what we've seen to this point of it. So, unfortunately for those people, and you're referring, aren't you, to
Marcus Ascroft,
Scott Clayton,
and
Marcus Ascroft, who's been there. And look, they're good footy people who will mount compelling cases in their eyes to stay. But when you're Mark Evans and you've been sent there by the AFL to rectify the wrong of it, it's just a statement of fact that obviously those people are in the watch.
Righto, Damo, last one on the footy show. Forget Pacquiao v. Horn. Staker v. Hall interview for the footy show.
Yeah, sat down with him on the Gold Coast on Monday, boys, and it was a pretty interesting 45 minutes with him. There was a fair bit of edginess initially, and then a fair bit of compassion at stages and awkwardness at others. And yeah, it's an interesting one. I'm hoping people do enjoy what they see on TV tomorrow. And I do know that the two guys in question got a lot out of it post the event. I've spoken to them both since, and they're really relieved that they've managed to, after 9.5 years, finally look each other in the eye and talk through what happened on that particular night, because you'll see tomorrow night that they're both carrying issues out of that particular event for reasons that differ greatly for each man.
Can't believe you just didn't make Baz text him.
can't believe what?
You didn't make Baz just send a text. That seems to be the way to apologise.
Yeah, that's all you got to do these days.
You make Baz really? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, I think I am. Right between the eyes. Yeah. Thank you.
Look, what Barry did say, and again, when you go back through what happened, he did call him in the two days after the event, before the tribunal hearing, and look, he knew that wasn't sufficient enough to make it go away and break his eyes, but he certainly hadn't addressed it before. And we saw him, and we discussed it last week, didn't we, with what he said at the Hall of Fame the other night, and clearly that was his one regret in life. And Brett Staker had for some time wanted to have the chat to Barry, but the way it ultimately was done by a media sort of situation, or just do it privately. But yeah, look, you'll find I think some pretty good viewing. You'll get some good take out of what you see tonight.
I love it.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Damo. Nice bit of head wobble at the end. Beautiful. See you, mate. Have a great day.
It's about them. He's a really good bloke, Brent Staker.
I don't want to hear about good blokes anymore, Damo. I'm sick of the good bloke. I am sick of the good bloke statements coming out this week, all right?
It's a fair point, Louis.
It's a good point, Louis.
Judge them on merit and fact. I don't care if you're good. You can be a great bloke. You do something wrong, bad luck.
Well, Brent Staker didn't do anything wrong.
No, he didn't, Lou.
He's a good bloke.
Yeah, neither did Jed.
See you, mate. Good bloke. Talking the result of the AFL Tribunal last night, Bashir Hooley, 2 weeks for knocking out Jed Lamb, and AFL have since appealed it, and that hearing will take place tomorrow night. Twitter family going berserk. M. Tribunal, joke, MRP, joke, AFLX, joke, yearly rule changes, joke. Is there a theme here, boys? Pretty much so. Birdie's suggesting should have got an extra week for involving some of the referees. Sir Splash says, I hear Waleed made them that the MRP watch episodes of the project until they couldn't take any more. And Sutter says, had Schofield lost his appeal for with Clayton Oliver,
yeah,
he too would have got 2 weeks for, wait for it, one knocked a bloke out and the other one didn't knock the froth off a cappuccino.
Oh, jeez.
The AFL have done absolutely the right thing, thank God. Otherwise,
now, this is the first time ever they have stepped in.
Ever they have appealed a decision of their own.
Correct.
Right, let's get to the phones and the family.
Peter of Powell Howie. G'day, Pete.
How you going, mate?
Peter, how are you feeling about this?
Oh, I'm ropeable, mate. This is an absolute joke to the game.
Yeah, I agree. Like, how many weeks do you think?
He should at least got 6 weeks. He's knocked the bloke clean out.
Mm. Yeah, he did.
I think the AFL said AFL were looking for four. And even if you factor in good record, and I don't think you should get discount when you go to tribunal because you lose that once you bypass the MRP. But 2 weeks, Pete.
Yeah, no, that's unacceptable. Honestly, it should be done on merit of what they actually done on the field, not on how the character of the person is. If you casually punch someone out in the public, you go to jail.
I agree with you, mate. Let's assess the act, penalise the act. It doesn't matter whether you're a good bloke or otherwise.
And it was intentional, mate. Wasn't carelessness, it was intentional.
Mick, that's what he argued, careless.
Yeah.
But they argued and proved intentional, yet still got two.
Mick of Mount Gambier. G'day, mate.
How you going, boys?
Mick, you're a blues man?
I was just flabbergasted when I heard this morning what he got. I at least thought, like you, at least, you know, four games, five knocked down to four.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that Wale, he is...
Yeah, we'll leave them out of it. We'll leave the so-called referees out of it. Everybody has a chance to bring people in. He just chose to do those two.
Good on you, Mick. Let's go to Linton of Roslyn Park. G'day, Linton.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Linton. You've got a different take on this one.
Yeah, I reckon we're all starting to get too politically correct now. Basher was running down away from the play.
Yep.
And the other guy had hold of his jumper. So there's an illegal act by the receiver of the hit. And I reckon if I'd been running down that side and someone was hanging off my jumper, I would swing back, not to try and hit him in the head, but to say, if you want to run at this speed, run at this speed, but don't use me as your tractor. So I think Basher has actually thrown the arm back, deliberately trying to break free of the illegal tackle that was happening, and he's collected his head. Yes, I reckon he probably got the head, and as we know, in all sorts of bumps, you touch the head, you're done.
Yeah.
But I don't reckon it was intentional to knock him out or hit his head. I think it was intentional to break free of the illegal act that was already taking place. So I reckon let the two ride.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Hard to argue with your thought process, Linton, because Jars and I said the same thing, and we've done that thing. People who used to hang on to you used to turn around and whack and just warn them and throw an arm back. Given where we sit these days with the head, and you roll the dice. If you want to throw a punch, throw an arm back, you collect them. And the other big one, this is the one that seems to have got no merit. Had he broken Jed Lamb's jaw, medical reports are all the rage. It was involved in the Clayton Oliver incident.
He would have got 10 weeks.
Medical report, if he's out for 6 weeks, well, then it's 6 weeks, is it not?
Spot on.
So is he lucky that he got him so clean and knocked him out? Is it? And they're thinking probably he'll miss one or two with concussion. Like, that is just ridiculous.
Unacceptable, Luke.
Great reasoning, family. Jans and I, our say, coming up next. Just heard some great thoughts of the family, and in particular, an old school thought that if you're going to hang on, you're going to have to pay some consequence. Yep. Footy has changed, we know that.
Yep.
Quickly, before I get a bit off my chest and vent my spleen, your thoughts?
I thought it was a disgraceful decision by the tribunal. Completely got it wrong. I applaud the AFL for stepping in. End of the day, this young man was knocked out. Yep. Was absolutely knocked out. It was a coward punch. Now, I don't care if he was running at full tilt and the lad was just holding onto his jumper. We know, we've played the game. When that happens, you know where his arm is. So if you're going to swing your arm, you bring it down 45 degree around, mate, and you tell him, don't hold me jumper, but just stay away from the bloody head. And when you look at the vision, Basher Hooley did look around. He could see where his head was.
Yeah.
Right? He was in the position. And as he's come, he's flung his arm around. And that poor kid, that sight there, if I was his parents, I would have been mortified. If I was his father, I would have jumped on the ground and grabbed that thug. Because it was a thug act. I don't care about his character. Yeah, lovely bloke and all that kind of stuff. But if that was outside the MCG and he did that, That's 5-6 years in jail. Well,
Here's the thing. The AFL puts itself up and purports to be a leader of the community when it comes to social
justice.
And rightly so, and they do amazing things. And this is why I love the fact that Leth Lean and co. have come out and they're going to challenge.
Finally.
You know, though, the onus of proof now sits with the AFL
yes.
to prove that it, in fact, was manifestly inadequate in terms of the weeks given for the penalty that happened. So they've got to go through the whole process again and prove that it was intentional, which they've already done, and a tribunal agreed. Now, here's my thoughts on this one. Number one, the MRP finally got one right and turned the Will Schofield one on. So those guys, Jimmy Bartel, Michael Jamieson, Michael Christen, Nathan Burke, Jason Johnson, your bikes are on notice. Because it shouldn't have got there in the first place. That was embarrassing, all right? And then last night, and the individuals involved on last night's panel, former teammate of mine, Wayne Henwood, the Moose, David Neitz, Melbourne Star, and Hamish McIntosh, who was a good ruckman for North Melbourne and Geelong. You guys, you've lost your jobs.
Oh.
You are the apprentice. You're fired. You can't come up with that and be there as the caretakers of justice for our great game.
Caretaker.
And get an answer, come to that conclusion that 2 weeks is okay for that. Now, I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what strategies and guidelines they're going by. And the fact that the good bloke clause seems to have come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Now, I know for a fact, and forgetting that Turnbull didn't actually put a referee in. It was just words spoken early in the day. So
and
don't
Richmond
be confused about that.
Yep.
Character references, I don't care if all that goes through. At the end of the day, we are adjudicating on an act. Right. Once you bypass the MRP, and you only bypass the MRP when it's serious, right? And they go straight, it's like going straight to jail, don't collect 200, right? You don't get discounts anymore when you get to the tribunal because you're a good bloke or you've got a great record. You go there because your act was so serious, we need to deal with it. In a game that now protects the head in every sense, in every way, shape, or form, this guy gets 2 weeks for knocking a guy out. It just doesn't fit. You know where it belongs? It belongs in the day-to-day court system because that's how piss weak our judges have become.
Right? Well said.
That's how soft we have become. Yeah. But if that's anyone else, if you bump a guy and get that result, you're getting 4 to 6.
Yeah.
All right? If you choose, and I'm quoting from the AFL Bible, if you choose to bump, go high, and accidentally get the head, it's bad luck. So if you choose to swing your arm around to get rid of someone and you meant to hit arms, but you get hit and knock someone, it'll break someone's jaw, bad luck.
Yeah.
Bashahuli, bad luck.
Correct.
Richmond, bad luck.
And the three tribunal members?
Bad luck. You're done.
Yeah.
You're dead to me. I don't want you working for the AFL anymore.
Why have we got ex-players on the tribunal and match review panel?
They're supposed to understand the split-second
nature. But they don't
nature.
Understand. They don't understand.
But where is the mandate here? And the AFL just go, hey, boys, just going to remind you that we're going for four and you've got to do your job on the facts.
Yeah.
But by the way, the number one thing, underlying rule when it comes to penalties in the AFL, and what are we protecting?
The head.
The integrity of the
Correct.
Game. Correct. Right? And can I finish on one last thing? One last thing.
Go, Luke.
This goes to the Carlton Football Club, who I would be mortified if I was Mark McClure and some of the greats of the past. Now, I'm not suggesting that they should have gone in and beaten him up. But
no, get it out.
In fact, I watched the replay again today, and there were three kids involved in remonstrating with Bashahuli after knocking him on air.
And
one
they
was
are?
Petrescu Seaton, who's a kid, Silvani, who's a kid,
baby,
Nick Graham, who's been around for a few years. You should be ashamed of yourselves that at least
we're the senior players.
Not one hair was out of place. Not one jumper was ripped, torn.
Yeah.
No one was getting dragged along the ground. No one was just in there really flying the flag for your team. You got a mate out unconscious, not knowing.
A young player.
They ran to him, they checked him. Yet did they do anything to Hooley and the rest of the lot? Absolutely not. I'm taking the lovely boy's name off you, your lads, and I'm giving it to Carlton. That's it.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Yeah! Thanks to Automasters.
When's the last time your brakes were checked? Better call 1300 Automasters.
Righto, Juice, who's playing today? Great prize, $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions, 60 seconds work for $1,000, mate.
Yeah, Paul of Powell Howie. G'day, Paul.
How are you?
Good, mate.
That's good.
Paul, what do you think of the 2 weeks?
No comment.
Yep, beautiful. Well said. 10 questions, 60 seconds, actually 9. Automasters Lifeline, all good with how to use that?
Certainly am.
A lot of people say yes and then they forget it.
Probably use it on the first question, so...
Oh, okay. Actually, there's another rule too. It's like the if you have three shots
first
at home,
three,
back if you miss the first three, we're just going to hang up on you, all right?
Okay, mate.
All righty, no worries.
All right, all the best of luck. Well, good luck.
At which ground are the Crows playing on this weekend, Paul?
MCG.
Is Port's rising star Sam Powell Pepper or Sam Pepper Power?
Sam Powell Pepper.
Marco Kurtz is the new coach of which Adelaide team?
Adelaide United.
How many weeks has Bashihouli been suspended for?
Two.
How many teams have won only four AFL games this year, Paul?
Border Masters.
What tennis tournament starts on July 3?
Wimbledon.
Which AFL team has the best disposal efficiency in the competition?
Port.
What team does Matthew Boyd play for?
GWS.
Which Australian city is hosting the Pacquiao Horn fight?
Brisbane.
Did Andrew Jarman play more games for the Crows or Norwood?
Crows.
Oh. We're locked away. Plenty of time to spare.
Yeah, another 5 seconds.
Good effort.
Seems that he's got a little bit of wobble going on there down the line.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Good luck, Paul from Parralawi.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
Poorly.
Yep.
Righto. Automasters, you went with. How many AFL teams have won four games this year? That'd be one, North Melbourne. So Automasters took care of that for you. Which team's got the best disposal efficiency? You went with Port Adelaide. They're actually 14th.
Oh, there you go.
Adelaide at 12th. GWS are on top with 75.8%.
Mm. Yep.
And Matthew Boyd plays for the Western Bulldogs. I would have taken on a technicality Werribee because he's out of the side at the moment.
Oh, Lou.
I would have. So $80 coming your way.
Well done, Paul.
No worries. Thanks for that.
Have a great night.
Cheers, mate.
Everybody else, she's back again. And speaking of being back, that man, Rory Sloane, sitting outside the studio right now. The Sloane Dog, the Jackal, Grant Thomas. What a trifecta to finish off the 5 o'clock hour today on the Rush Hour. Juice. Juice is on the Coke, everybody. I repeat, Juice is on the Coke.
No, I need something to lift me up.
Coca-Cola, relax down. Righto, Tomo, the AFL circus in full swing. They've decided to appeal the Bashihouli decision. I want to get your thoughts on it, mate. What do you think?
Well, of course it's too lenient and not enough management or direction or leadership to the match review panel. I know they want them to be independent, but independence is one thing, but total naivety is another, isn't it? I mean, this is, you know, a player. He didn't mean to do it. I understand that, maybe in retrospect.
Yep.
But he threw his arm back and he knocked a player out. So, you know, in the court, I don't know what that would normally get under from an AFL point of view, but we've just got to get a bit of clarity around this. At the moment, it's just laughable. They're playing with players' careers and they're probably treating the fans like imbeciles, to be honest.
And Tomo, the lack of consistency. They bang on, and rightly so, to they've changed the game that the head is sacrosanct. Regardless, and whether you're lucky or unlucky and you get someone in the head if you're doing something wrong, you pay the price. This doesn't fit. The two-match doesn't fit the message they've been sending for 2 or 3 years now.
No, it doesn't, but I think that occurred because of the either intimidation or the pride of having Malcolm Turnbull and Waleed as character references. I mean, I think that had a major part to play, and it shouldn't have. I mean, we need to consider the incident and in isolation, consider the incident. I'm not that interested, to be perfectly frank, in record. Mm. I mean, that to me means nothing. I don't know why repeat offenders get reputably worse. I'm not certain they do they?
No.
And at the other end of the scale, people who don't offend, do they get less? I'm not certain that can occur either. At the end of the day, just isolate the incident, assess the incident, and apply the penalty. It's not difficult.
Spot on.
Well said, Tomo. Totally agree, thank you so much for your time, mate. We'll talk again soon.
I hope we do. All the best.
Good on you, mate.
Thomas, former St Kilda coach, just giving his thoughts on the AFL's ruling in the Bashihouli case.
Yeah.